Rural crime has hotspots. Mm-hmm. Most people in rural villages have, compared to many people in towns, a pretty good existence as far as low levels of crime are concerned. I think that police resources, as far as the different specialities within police, i.e., you know, the area response vehicles, neighbourhood policing, I think that I would say there is a probably too strong a delineation. I don't see why neighbourhood policing is the, broadly speaking, the only coverage for rural areas. Why can't we include the wider response units spending more time in rural areas? But again, at the risk of sounding like a one-trick pony, if we are reducing the need for the guys that go out into the rural areas to spend an hour and a half in the morning signing in at the NIC, to have to leave an hour and a half to put all their stuff in at the end of the day, I think we can get 3 hours a day per officer back into rural areas simply by teching them up, simply by making it so that we streamline the systems. And this is about actually changing the systems, not just putting ICT into it, mm-hmm. so that they start off going into their rural patch in the area. And if you think that's probably an extra 20, 25, 30 hours a week in the patch, offering reassurance, dealing with some of the crime hotspots that we've got, it makes sense. The number of police on the streets is not the be-all and end-all, but from a reassurance point of view, and it's a deterrent point of view, it's got to be right that people see more of the local bobby than they used to. And the reason they don't is because it's about target chasing, it's about filling in forms, it's about creating information for the sake of creating information. And this new role gives a great opportunity to say, enough is enough, let's actually get back to doing proper policing, please.